reign. I say empowered to reign. And let's stand for the reading of the scripture coming from Romans 5:17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You may be seated. Isn't that incredible? Shall reign in this life, not when you get to heaven, in this life, in the earth. And notice righteousness is a gift. He's given us a free gift. We can't perform and get it. We can't earn it. It's a free gift. Now, God created man in his image. He created man to have dominion. Then Genesis 1, in other words, he said, let man have dominion. But then Genesis 3, most of you know the story, Satan came. He came with sin and he came with the curse. Then man, right there in the garden, he lost his ability to reign. But I'm grateful that God loves his creation. And he had a plan. Let's look at Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2, and we'll start at verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visited him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crowned him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things under his feet, he left nothing that is not put under his feet. Can you imagine that? That's a shouting scripture right there. He has put all things under our feet. And see, the good news of the gospel is Jesus Christ came to restore back the power that had been lost, or you could say had been stolen, because the devil really stole it. In John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief comes not but to steal, kill, and to destroy. Whenever the devil comes, he's coming to steal something from you. So he stole the authority and power that God had given to Adam and Eve to reign and rule in the earth. But the good news, hallelujah, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believed in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And then, of course, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So when we fail, and you know, Pastor's been talking about we're spirit, we have a soul, and we live in the body. Okay? So Jesus had to come so that we could be born again. This power that I'm talking about, it only belongs to born again believers. Born again. You see, when man fell, he was like a caterpillar. You know the caterpillar, and it turns into a butterfly. Everybody know that, right? Well, guess what? That caterpillar, it crawls around on the ground. Very slow, can't hardly make it. And people can, what? They walk on her. They step on a caterpillar. And see, that's what the devil does. You know, he'll just step on God's creation, just step on him. But you know what? When that caterpillar is transformed into the butterfly, and it gets its wings, and it can take off and fly and soar in the sky out of the reach of its enemies. And that's sort of what it's like for us. Once we get born again, and Jesus came saying, you must be born again. Every human being in the earth must be born again. And see, when we get born again, it's like taking on our wings so that we can fly. And all of that potential is in the spirit man. See, if you've ever seen a hot air balloon, that great old big thing would just be laying on the ground. It has the potential to go up, up, up in the air. Isn't that right? But until they pump in that hot air and inflate it with that power, it's not going anywhere. That's what I'm going to be telling you about. All of the potential that's in you. When you were born again, you were given the potential to reign. I say, in this life. When you were born again, when you received the nature of God in your spirit, that's when you were created royalty. Wow. And so it's the new birth. Don't you all miss this? The new birth alone is what qualifies you to reign. See, now, the enemy, and we're going to talk about some of his weapons that he'll use against you, is guilt and condemnation. And he'll keep you thinking about your past, where you came from. He'll say, oh, you know, you didn't have no mama, no daddy. You were thrown out, you know, and you were adopted. Or your mama left you, your daddy left you. And you ain't no good. You ain't never gonna be nothing. You ain't nothing but trash. The devil would say anything, you see, because he wants to try to hold you back from walking in the reality of who you've been created to be, your true identity in Christ. Been given the authority. In other words, the day you were born again, you were given the authority to reign once more in this earth. He put everything in your under your feet. The new birth, that authority, that power. I remember, let me share a story because, you know, you I wouldn't be satisfied if I didn't give you a story, would you? Praise God. That's my trademark. But anyway, I was reminded of this, and the Lord reminded me of this, because you need examples of how you reign in righteousness. You need some examples, you see. And so he reminded me, this was some years ago, when our youngest son Joseph was in college down in Oklahoma, down in Guthrie, and early one morning around 2 a.m., we were asleep, and he called me. He said, oh, Mama, they said a tornado is heading near us. And he didn't live on campus. He was living a little white frame. Y'all know the little white frame houses? No basement. And some of his friends from campus had called him and told him they had already taken cover. The tornado was headed that way. Then he looked out the window and he saw his neighbors, an older couple, lived next door to him. They had already left. And so, you know, I'm half asleep, so I'm thinking, oh, do I pray later or do I pray now? But bless the name of Jesus. I mean, when you're half asleep, but thank God for the Holy Ghost. I said, the Holy Ghost is our power. And he quickened me. He said, no, you need to pray right now. So I said, okay, Joe, I'm gonna pray right now. And I began to pray. And here's the thing that's so amazing. Whenever I prayed concerning a tornado all my life, whenever I prayed concerning a tornado, I would always say, go back. I would pray, go back. See, we've been given authority over tornadoes. Did y'all know that? Jesus rebuked the storms. We're his representatives in the earth. So, but that particular morning, I will never forget this. It was amazing. The Holy Ghost said, tell it to go up. I'm talking about power to reign. So I began to say, tornado, I command you to go up in the name of Jesus. Go up in the name of Jesus. And it went up. I turned on the TV to the Weather Channel. And do you know what they said? They said, I think it was about two tornadoes heading right in that direction. They said the tornadoes went up. Hey! Praise God! They went up! Because the Lord had made us stand in the gap. He needs for us to rule and reign in this earth. He's given us the authority to stop a lot of the mess that the devil would do. And he will show us what. Now let's look at some of the weapons of the enemy that he would use against us to try to stop us from reigning. But we want to get an agreement that we were born again to reign in this life. Born again. Now he'll use sin. But now Romans 6:14 says sin should not have dominion over you. He'll use fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 says God didn't give us a spirit of fear. He'll use condemnation. Romans 8:1 says there's therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. How about anger, strife? Oh, he'll bring that anger just from nowhere. Out of the blue, he attacked believers with anger. And there are some Christians who are dominated by, and they can't control their life. Do you know anger will control a person? I've known people on the job get angry, walk away, and just leave their job. And then later, they go, what did I do? I don't have no job, no money. What am I going to do? Well, see, that was a weapon of the enemy because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. When he comes against your soul with anger, he's coming to take something from you. When he comes with strife, bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, all of that stuff. How about when he comes against you with sickness and disease? But we have to know what's in the will. Do you know this is a legal will, this Bible? It's a legal will of what Jesus left for us, his children. It belongs to us. All of the promises of God in this Bible legally belong to us. But we have to rise up and take advantage of it. Sickness and disease. I love to tell this story. All right, another testimony. The devil was attacking me one time with sickness and disease. We had gotten home one night from church. He came attacking me with symptoms. These were the kind of symptoms I was going to have to say, Pastor, take me to the emergency room. But I had to remember who I was. See, when you reign, you're not going to reign out your soul, out your mind. That's why Pastor has been trying to teach us to learn how to live out of our spirits. So am I not right? That's where the power and authority is. It's in your spirit, man. It's not in your soul and in your mind. And so the enemy was attacking me, and I was thinking, ooh, but all of a sudden I had to remember, wait, what does the word say? And then the Holy Ghost, you always began to seek him for guidance. What do I do now? And he said, all right, just like a Western, John Wayne. I love it. He said, here's what you say this time to get free from that attack of the devil against your body. He said, say this. Devil, I'm going to count to three. So I said what he told me. I said, devil, I'm going to count to three. By the time I count to three, you better be gone. I said, one, two, three. By the time I got to three, he was gone. Every symptom left my body. Hallelujah. See, Jesus is a healer. Not long ago, he had attacked my toe. And this time, though, the Lord showed me, he said, use the name of Jesus. Whoo! Because, I mean, the devil, he started coming with fear. I won't even speak the fear that he was saying about my toe. But anyway, in the name of Jesus. And you know, this morning, I hadn't even looked at my tournament. I looked down and saw, boom, totally healed. We give God glory when we rise up and rule and reign. You see, addictions, that's a weapon of the devil. And I used to be addicted to sugar. Some of y'all heard me say that. I get a sweet potato pie, eat one slice. Then my soul say, eat another one. All right, eat another one. Then three slices. And then I was like, wait a minute, I don't need it. Then my body and soul said, just eat the whole pie. I was like, I don't need to eat the whole pie. So then I thought, I started in the flesh trying to see if I could help myself. I thought, well, I'm going to throw it in the trash. Then my body said, get it out the trash. I got it out the trash. Then I said, well, pour dishwater on it. That's when I realized I was trapped. And then the Lord showed me I was trying to deal with a spiritual thing with a natural remedy. And you know what he had to do? He took me this time to the Word, Galatians 5:23, where it says, the fruit of the Spirit is self-control. And he showed me he had put the power of self-control in me, the Holy Ghost. See, the fruit of the Spirit, it says it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit had already equipped me. I have not eaten sweet potato pie in years. But that time, he didn't have me to speak to it. You understand me? Because he knew I had to what? Renew my mind. I had to renew my mind to the Word, to what belonged to me. And see now, willpower will not work against Satan's weapons, only God's supernatural power. Let's look at a scripture here in Hosea 10, starting at verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, my God, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You're not going to reign if you don't have a revelation that you're the righteousness of God in Christ. You have plowed wickedness. You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way and the multitude of thy mighty men. Do you see that? He said, you've eaten the fruit of lies. And the devil has so many lies, so many deceptions. And he said, you trusted in your own way. And saints, the Lord doesn't want us to trust in our own way, because you will not reign in this life trusting in your own way or trusting in natural things, trusting in things in the world. Now, I remember when Pastor and I, we first got married, we were in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We were doing mission work down at a shelter. And I never forget how shocked I was when I learned he told me there was a lawyer living there in the shelter. Had a law degree. Had been practicing law. But he got addicted to alcohol and lost everything. See, when we trust in our own way, there's no power trusting our own way. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have, there is no power in a degree. Should the enemy and the curse come against your life. Then when I, by the time we came in the military, and I was a medical social worker down in Georgia, and there was this man, he was one of my patients on the dialysis. And he had holes in his sweaters, and I felt sorry for him. One day, one of the nurses told me his story. She told me that man had been a prominent surgeon there in that town. But he got addicted to alcohol. He lost his family. He lost his practice. He lost everything. And that really shocked me. That scared me. You know what I mean? To be so high in life and to fall down so far. But then when you come to the Word, you realize it doesn't matter what a person has. Should the enemy come against them, they won't be able to stand without the power of God. Wow. And you see, Jesus wants us to represent him well in the earth. Let's go to Acts 1:8. And let's look at verse 5. Jesus said, "For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And Acts 1:8, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me." Now think about that. He said, "You shall receive power." That means we don't have any power until we receive the power that Jesus gives to us. And when he was getting ready to go away, he said, "Now I'm going to go and wait until I send you back this power." Because he knew the devil's still in the earth, walking about seeking whom he may devour. And without some power, our intellect, are you kidding? You can forget it. Your intellect can't do nothing with the devil. Mm-mm. And so that's why Jesus said, "I'm going to send you back power." And you know what? The devil, he'll get some, even Christians, to be puffed up in pride, saying, "Oh, I'm strong myself. I don't need no power. I can do it all by myself." And he'll deceive us to make us think we got to prove something. I know I was always trying to prove something, thinking I got to prove something, trying to get some value, trying to get some work. Didn't know it was already placed in me when I got born again. See, when you succeed and win in life, you're bearing witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, when you succeed and win in life, don't ever let anybody tell you the lie that God wants you to go through so you can get a testimony to help somebody else. I know you done heard that air out in the Christian world. Oh, he wants you to go through, and once you go through, you'll be able to help somebody else. No, God's will for us is us to live victorious every day of our lives, in every situation. He wants you to be victorious in your home, in your marriage, walking in love all the time, not some of the time. But the enemy will use his weapons of strife, unforgiveness, to come against you, division. He wants to destroy your home. And then on your job, God wants you to be victorious on your job, filled with wisdom. See, when you fail or are defeated in life, you're bearing witness for the devil. Amen. Hello? You're bearing witness for the devil. And I know my daddy, he would have said this: a Christian should have better sense than to represent the devil. That's what my daddy would have said. A Christian should have better sense than to represent the devil. We're to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. But think about it. When we allow ourselves to be overcome by condemnation, fear, anger, strife, envy, jealousy, all of that stuff, holding grudges, we allow ourselves to be a witness for the devil. And somebody come up to you and they cuss you out, and you turn around and cuss them right back out, you didn't represent Jesus. You just represented the devil. And we don't ever want to represent the devil. We don't want to be a witness for the devil. We're called to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's given us his power, love, joy. See, think about it. Yeah, the devil tried to press you. He tried to put depression on me when I was in Bible college. But God has given me joy. When I'm depressed, oh, I'm down. I'm not representing Jesus. The devil's the one got me depressed. But when I'm full of joy, I'm representing Jesus, and he's given me joy. It's a free gift, because everything he's given us is a free gift. Now, how do you prepare to reign? You must learn how to reign over your thoughts. You must learn how to reign over your thoughts. I used to not know God cared about my thoughts, so he showed me one time. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We will never reign until we learn to take control over our thoughts. You see. and we're to get filled with the word. You know, we have a confession. People are waiting in line to get in this church. That's our confession. Well, once we get a revelation of the purpose of the word, I say the purpose of the word, the purpose of the word is to give us faith in who God says we are, what we have and what we can do. And you'll be like that hot air balloon where you may start out not much in you yet, but you keep pumping. Every time you put that word, and when you come in the church to get the word, you're not just getting the word just say, well, all right, I punched the clock. God, I went to church today. No, but we know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And when we hear that word and we meditate on that word and we confess that word and we come in agreement with the word that God's will is for us to rule and reign in this life, to put all of the works of the devil under our feet. And it's through the word. And of course, we're to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Jesus sent back the Holy Ghost to be our helper. He knew we needed help. And it's you know, the enemy, he's programmed a lot of people to be ashamed to need help, to think that they are weak if they need help. And so he tried to cut them out from receiving that power. But every human being, I just told you about that lawyer, big time lawyer. My God, he needed help. He didn't have no help. That surgeon, big time surgeon, he needed help, but he didn't have no help. But we have an understanding that we do need help. And we want to yield to that help, because that's like allowing that hot air to be pumped in us, the word and the spirit, so that we can rise up like a hot air balloon and go high. So you can climb high and see big. The higher you get up, I like that butterfly. The higher you get up, the more you can see. When you down as a caterpillar, you can't see nothing, and you let people and circumstances walk all over you. I said, when you down, see yourself like a caterpillar. Circumstances and people walk all over you, and you can't dream big because you can't see. But when you allow that word and the spirit of God to begin to lift you high like a butterfly and like a hot air balloon, you will be able to see the dreams that God has for you, the plan he has for you, what he wants to do for you, but what he also wants to do through you for other people. And so as I'm closing out this morning in my class, Foundations of Life, Room 703, our lesson just happened to be on the power of the Holy Ghost, receiving the power of the Holy Ghost, receiving our heavenly language, speaking in other tongues, which is how you stir up that power that's in you. I'm going to be teaching. We're on lesson 4 this morning. So if you have not received that infilling, that initial, I said the initial filling of the Holy Ghost fire and power, I'm going to be sharing more. And then at the end, I'm going to pray for those who want to receive that free gift this morning in the class. All right?